three cool fronts will be cutting through the Midwest between now and the end of the month, and each one will produce just enough precipitation to help prevent any part of the Midwest from getting critically dry. At least that's the theory. Some areas in the Midwest are already dry enough that's forcing irrigation to take place, and in some locations from southern Missouri into southern sections of Illinois and southwestern Indiana downward into parts of Kentucky and the Delta are already considered to be too dry, and crop stress is becoming significant enough to threaten some of the production potential. Well, these three frontal systems, as they move across the Midwest, are expected to bring at least a little bit of shower and thunderstorm activity, but this first week of the outlook is just not going to generate enough precipitation for any kind of lasting improvement in soil moisture, with the exception being in the northwestern portions of the Corn Belt, where we will see enough rain to bolster soil moisture in a more significant manner. The only part of the northwestern Corn Belt that's running a little dry is actually in parts of Minnesota and North Dakota, and those areas are certainly going to be targeted with rain as early as tonight into tomorrow, and then more rain next week. So that is not an issue. But the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest drying trend is going to be more important, and we will be watching that closely. Some of the latest computer forecast model data has suggested that rainfall will be somewhat restricted, in fact quite restricted, in the southeastern states and a part of the Delta as we move forward through this next full 10-day to 2-week period. Those areas, since some of that region is already quite dry, are poised for some kind of more serious crop stress if we manage to miss the precipitation that may come with each of these frontal boundaries that I've mentioned here. The northern Delta is already in fairly significant stress, and we do need to see significant rainfall there as soon as possible. Now, the other issue going on out there today that you've heard about, I'm sure, is the big debate about whether a ridge of high pressure is going to set up over the eastern part of the country as we get into the last days of May or not. The European model came out last night and yesterday afternoon, both times, suggesting a strong blocking ridge of high pressure would develop across the eastern portions of the Midwest. And in both cases, the model run suggested little to no rain and very warm to hot temperatures would likely occur. That would be a very serious event to take place, since we're already running dry across parts of the Midwest, so we're going to be watching that closely. But the European model is not the only game in town. There are other models, and the GFS, which is the North American model, as a lot of people call it, has suggested that no, there won't be a blocking ridge, and we will get these three frontal systems coming across the region, and they will produce enough precipitation to prevent us from getting critically dry. The scenario that we're going to follow most closely is this latter one, but we will want to make sure that everyone is aware that even if we don't get a blocking ridge of high pressure, we're still going to have some areas in the Midwest getting a limited amount of precipitation that will warrant a close watch on rainfall into June until we can get a better soaking. Some of these crops could become stressed enough to lose production potential, but it is too soon for us to get very specific about that potential with the way the weather pattern is today. Temperatures across the Midwest are expected to be favorably warm for a while. Don't think we're going to run into too much in the way of excessive heat across the region in this first week of the outlook, but we will see some 80-degree temperatures occurring across parts of the region. The high temperatures today and tomorrow will likely be in the 80s across a fairly large portion of the Midwest. We'll see those 80s mostly in the eastern areas as we get into Sunday. And then Monday and Tuesday will be a bit milder with temperatures in the 70s. We'll warm up real briefly again during midweek next week and then cool off again as the next frontal system passes through. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.